I did not sleep at all last night. The weariness came, I put up a fight. Now my reward is the first morning light. I did not sleep at all. Last night. And I have not slept for two nights in a row. My eyes are unfocused, my mind is slow. But I've got some coffee and I'm good to go. I have not slept at all. Two nights in a row.
Insomnia Radio's The SoCal Session.
Below, sky like clouds. miles and time in between won't mean anything when you break me open. Far beneath and far below the skylight glow is where I knew that I want you. I want you. And hours I could lie here holding you gently inside my shoulder. Far beneath and far below the skylight glow is where I knew that I want you. I want
hey guys, welcome to the 22nd full-length edition of Insomnia Radio's SoCal Sessions. It's definitely been some time since I last put out a full episode. I could go on about what happened in the last few tumultuous months here at the network, but some of you have already heard it several times, so I'll spare you the major details. If you check out the main website, you should get some basic idea from the main postings of what changes have been made. Basically, I'm now also creating some content for the main Insomnia Radio feed, as well as occasional tracks on the Daily Dose feed, which is basically one music track a day. If you'd like to subscribe to either feed, we've got some great music from all over the world coming at you. Those feeds are located at the top of our site, insomniaradio.net, as well as iTunes, or you can listen straight from the music players on the site. Alright, I'm sure you'd like to hear who opened the show. Leading things off today was a sample of a track from San Francisco artist Mark Silverman with his Insomnia song. Quickly following came Golden Boy from a Diamond Bar with the track Summer of the Evening. It's a reflective piece on touring from their Underneath the Radio CD that came out in late 2006 on Eeny Meeny Records here in L.A. Cerulean followed up with an early track, one of my favorites called Far Beneath and Below, from their first LP called Skylight. Unfortunately, they haven't been active since 2006, but they do have a lot of great material to explore, which I hope to unearth slowly over time, as they really deserve to be heard. Alright, it's time for a test of the Van Nuys Local Emergency Music Delivery System. This is How to Win at Life with Peak of My Physical Beauty. We'll be right back.
water? How shall we put oil to canvas? For all of those who can't be here with us, to run your hands through my hair, I will carry you all to the bedroom tonight. The peak of my physical beauty. Build a bridge and make your pilgrimage. Bring your daughters so the future can carry this imprint. Yes, the beast, it will rise again. So run your
to watch you walk. www.outlawpunk.com has got your alternative sizzle. Join the Outlaw Bubba at the frontier of the Redneck Resurgence. Cowpunk, punkature, twangcore, hip-hop, redneck metal, and gorilla grass. You'll get Wild West glamour stomping down your urban hillbilly. Burn up some digital petrol and head to www.outlawpunk.com for your hoedown experience of y'all alternative.
Yes, straight out of Van Nuys, you heard How to Win at Life with Peak of My Physical Beauty. I've been meaning to bring you this artist for a long time, but keep getting hung up. Susie, a local music pusher from Cognitive Collective, steered these guys towards me. This is off their album, The Defibrillator, which is at CD Baby and iTunes. Our friend Susie also brought us The Audience with a solid, solid album, an absolute favorite of ours. The track was from The Audience called The Rest of the Day from their album There Is Only Tonight. The Roots put them in Boston in the mid to late 90s, and recently Tim Martin, one of the founding members, moved out here to LA to put out this album and work on the next stage of the group, which is a fantastic idea. Needless to say that the album will be played here a lot in the future. Third up in the block was our friends Lost in Los Angeles with the track Pierce the Cold, which you may have heard on our main feed in the past year. This is available for purchase at their website, lostinlosangeles.com, and this trio is currently working on a new album with producer Pierre Bouvier, lead singer of Canadian group Simple Plan, for release this spring. Please give them your support. Lastly, we had Manhattan Murder Mystery with I Am Tired of Being a Man. Their profile at MySpace gives them an official band site of twogirlsonecup.com, and they list Woody Allen, Pancho Villa, and Kenny Rogers as some of their influences. They will be playing all over town in the next month, Mr. T's Bowl, Club 5150, and the Backyard Monument, so check them out and avoid their official band site at all costs. Okay, next up, we've got The Secret Six, Sunday Drivers, Mezzanine Owls, and Joshua Lanes from Long Beach.
myself and my time to give. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. To see joy through your eyes. To feel sorrow through your heart. All the wonders of existence. Constant companion. Lover.
This is Marissa from Sunday Drivers, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio.
Time. Atlantic Wave.
Supersonic sounds for portable media players.
Hi there everyone, I'm Steve from AtlanticWaveRadio.com. I hope you can join me every week for a podcast packed full of unmissable, uninterrupted PodSafe music. Tracks are played back to back with no annoying interruptions, so you can just enjoy the music. I play a great mix of music you just won't find anywhere else. I think you'll seriously enjoy it, so try us out now at AtlanticWaveRadio.com. And don't miss out on our colour PDF magazine, produced every week with full track listings and lots of great extra features and interviews with the rising stars. Listen out for our extra interview special podcast with the artists. So come on, head on over to AtlanticWaveRadio.com and play online or subscribe to keep getting fresh new episodes. Also on iTunes, AtlanticWaveRadio.com. On this week's show we have Chris Trapper of the Push Stars, The American Dream, Goodwin, Just Off Turner, Jupiter One, and Malexa.
Atlantic Wave. Yeah, lots of lasers in that promo at the end of the block. Sorry, Joshua Lanes. Anyway, that was a Long Beach music sandwich. The top layer was The Secret Six with Familiar, one of the best new albums of the year, easily, called Close Enemies, brand new. The bottom layer was Joshua Lanes, whom you just heard also from Long Beach. The track was called Pink Gloves from Insert at Rib on Spillway, released last year. They do have a new EP on the way and told me this evening that it will be ready July 1st, so you'll be hearing that and a few others later on. The meat of the sandwich, well, yeah, that's a terrible analogy, I know. Okay. You heard Marissa from Sunday Drivers at their show at the Alternate Lounge at the Knitting Factory a few months ago, where they performed with The Lives of Famous Men. Really down-to-earth, friendly people to talk to. The Sunday Drivers track was from their excellent EP Archetypes and is called The Sweetest Disguise. They have a new song out called Shout. It's unreleased, but you can take a listen over at their MySpace. Once again, Sunday Drivers, plural. If you do get a chance to see them, I'd recommend doing it. They've got a great visual live show with video backdrops and even a slide projector, which shoots old slides onto the face of their drum kit. Following Sunday Drivers was Mezzanine Owls with their epic new track Snow Globe, released on Jack's Art Records, which is run by a local artist who manages one of several popular blogs here in LA, Rock Insider. Okay, let's keep this going with LA's Great Northern and a sweet track from the LA Cleveland-based Ill Lilies.
It's gonna make you wild.
less than a holiday when you come home. It's something less than a holiday.
Thank you.
Welcome back. The last track you heard right there was The Ill Lilies, and it looks like they're from both Los Angeles as well as Cleveland. Baby Diego was the name of the song, and I just checked Last FM, and they're offering the track for free, along with several others you can go and grab. Baby Diego is off their second album, Greatest Hits Volume 2. They are a four-piece and are easily found at illlilies.com, which is under development, but which will take you to their various sites. Before Ill Lilies was Great Northern with Home off their critically acclaimed album Trading Twilight for Daylight on Eeny Meeny Records as well. I recently saw the drummer, Davey Ladder, perform down in Hermosa Beach a weekend or so ago at the Spider Surf 25th anniversary party. He was playing guitar and singing with a South Bay band called Musket. Apparently, he also helps out with the band Everest here in L.A., and I'll throw a picture up on the website of him performing on Pier Plaza in Hermosa, so check that out at socal.insomniaradio.net. Alright guys, going forward, I'm not sure if I'm going to keep the same format with long shows like this. I may shorten it up a bit or do band spotlights. It's yet to be decided. If you do have a preference, just shoot me an email or contact me through our website. I'd like to end things today with a band who sent me several tracks recently. The group is the Austin James Band. They're kind of a vaudevillian-style group of five from Southern California who released their debut album in 2006 called Austin James Land. They list their style on the website as psychedelic, experimental, and show tunes, which describes them somewhat. I'll let you be the judge of that. As far as what they're currently up to, I'm not 100% certain, but definitely check out their website, austinjamesband.com. I'll see you in a bit for a few band features and an experimental 30-minute show later in April. This is the Austin James Band with their track, Time. Take care. Today.
looking for, babe.